Senator Watson expects to make a full and complete recovery.
Hsu says doctors have ordered Watson to rest. She says there's no indication when he'll return to work, although he has remained in touch with his staff. Watson is a pharmacist from Greenville and has been a member of the General Assembly since 1979. He's led Senate Republicans since 2003. I'm Sean Crawford.
A candidate for Champaign County Board says he's waiting to see some development in the northwest corner of Champaign, 2 years after an enterprise zone was established there. Democrat Eric Thorslin, a candidate in District 1, notes it's been 2 years since an enterprise zone was established in the Clearview development, with no sign so far of luring business in.
I really don't know the answer why they haven't come, because Adkins certainly did a good job of promoting it when they wanted the enterprise zone. And why they stopped promoting it to get the business in there now is a mystery to me as well.
But the Atkin Group's director of real estate, Mark Dixon, denies that charge. He says plans remain on target for not only medical facilities, but retail and hotel space in 2009.
It took us 18 months to get utilities and all infrastructure in place at the subdivision. It's over $8 million of infrastructure has been installed there. So, you know, we have to have the foundation of the base in first before we can start with buildings and come out of the ground.
Dixon says even a mild recovery of the economy should be enough to bring in a number of businesses to the 240-acre site within the Clearview area by next year. He says the Atkins Group continues to communicate with the Carl Foundation, which has purchased 100 acres in the area with no imminent plans. Christie Clinic has also sought plans to relocate to Northwest Champaign, despite being denied a request initially by the State Health Facilities Planning Board. The city of Urbana is looking at ways to make one of its busiest thoroughfares more attractive. A development specialist with the city says there's no set price tag for improvements to the Cunningham Avenue corridor, but a landscape architect has released its ideas to beautify one of Urbana's main gateways. Ryan Bro says it may take some time before motorists see the sidewalk improvements, streetlights, and other new ideas.
We're probably looking at a minimum of 2 to 3 years out before any one phase would be implemented, just because there's a lot of the engineering and planning that would need to be done. And also anything that's done would have to be done in conjunction with IDOT, since it's actually an IDOT right-of-way.
Cunningham Avenue is U.S. Route 45 coming into Urbana from the north. Bro says a number of vacant buildings line Cunningham, but he hopes streetscape improvements will help spark development. The public gets a peek at the Cunningham Avenue plan at a meeting tonight at 5:30 at Urbana City Hall. The Urbana City Council also discusses the plan tonight. Indiana could start taking something besides money from the wallets of deadbeat parents, non-custodial parents who owe at least $25,000 in child support and have not made payments for at least 1 year, will be subject to having their driver's, hunting, and fishing licenses suspended under a new program announced today by Governor Mitch Daniels. Daniels says the program will begin in 8 counties, including Tippecanoe in western Indiana. It's 4:33.
Support for WILL comes from Commerce Bank. 6 out of 10 Americans got their first job at a small business. Commerce Bank is celebrating the big role small business plays in our lives during Small Business Appreciation Month through October.
And now here's Mike Sola with weather.
Well, thank you, Jim. Temperature currently 62 degrees on Friends Plaza. That's down a degree in the last half hour. It was 64 at Willard Airport at the top of the hour. And across Illinois and Indiana, temperatures have a little bit of a range today. 52, the cool spots, and they are, four of them. Pontiac, the Lewis Airport in Romeoville, Lansing, and Wheeling. So generally northern Illinois at 52 for the coolest. And in southeastern and southern Illinois, temperatures up to 72 at Robinson, Harrisburg, Metropolis, Sparta, and Belleville. So a 20-degree range from warmest to coolest right now. And we do expect more cool conditions to move into the area. Right now we have a band of light rain that's pushing in behind a cold front. The cold front actually stretches from north-central Indiana to around the St. Louis area. The rain is from northwestern Indiana to around Bloomington Normal. There are a few scattered spots of light rain to the south and west of Bloomington Normal, but that's where the most intense precipitation is right now. And the heaviest rain at the top of the hour was in and around the Lewis Airport in Romeoville, where they did have a report of heavy rain. But no lightning detected, and for central Illinois, it looks like the high pressure is going to erode most of the precipitation away. We'll have a chance for some sprinkles this evening, then clearing overnight. Champaign-Urbana's low down to 39. Sunshine at a high of around 60 for Tuesday, clear to partly cloudy for Tuesday night, the low 36. Clouds rebound back into the area on Wednesday with a high temperature of 58. And then it looks like a couple of wet days. Chance for a few showers, especially towards daybreak Wednesday night, the low 43. And cloudy with periods of rain on Thursday, the high 56. Again, it's 62 degrees on Friends Plaza at 435.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block. Walmart, Kmart, Circuit City, they are the big box stores. Companies such as these often build massive structures, then outgrow them, and then abandon them. So what happens next? As NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports, an artist and professor at Oberlin College crisscrossed the country to find out how communities are reusing these structures. Julia Christensen first got the idea to study big boxes in her hometown, Bardstown, Kentucky.